So when SEAL Team 6 left Abbottabad with the body of Osama bin Laden, they left behind a Black Hawk helicopter, which went down in the early moments of that raid. And the story you're about to hear, its sensitivity is told in the sourcing yesterday. Listen to this. CNN.com was told by an official described as someone not authorized to discuss intelligence matters publicly. This source apparently briefed other news outlets as well, saying, "We have reason to suspect China was given access to that Black Hawk helicopter crash scene, but we cannot confirm it definitively," said this official. "We have strong suspicions." Well, what would that mean, China having access to a military hardware site of a downed Black Hawk helicopter? Gordon Chang joins us, Forbes magazine columnist and author of The Coming Collapse of China. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning.
Also with us is Peter Brooks, senior fellow for national security affairs at the Heritage Foundation. He joins us from Washington. Peter, good morning to you.
Good to be with you.
Let's talk about the security issue first. Peter, Black Hawk helicopters aren't particularly new. The SEAL team probably destroyed much of that helicopter at the crash site. So I'm wondering what the value of that intelligence might have been to China. Is this more symbolic or real?
Well, the United States has never verified that this was some sort of stealth or modified Black Hawk helicopter, but assuming that it is, and you're right, a lot of the equipment seemed to have been destroyed, navigation, communications, perhaps any weapon systems in the forward part of the helicopter, but it appears that there was a tail section that was remaining. Now, this new helicopter could have had some sort of unique rotor system in the back of it. It could have had a special coating that helped deflect radar signals and stuff like that. So the idea that the Chinese are interested in it and the Pakistanis showed it to them, if it's true, shows that both sides, one had something to sell and the other was interested, had something to buy and was interested in trying to glean some sort of information or intelligence or technology from what remained of the helicopter.
Do you believe, Peter Brooks, this story, the sourcing, as sketchy as it is, that China actually got access to the Black Hawk site?
Even if it wasn't a stealth helicopter, they may have been interested in the Black Hawk, although they have some Black Hawks of ours. We sold them, actually, in the 1980s.
Right.
But the technology has been updated. So if I have no doubt that the Pakistanis would have allowed the Chinese to see this helicopter. That's basically
That's Peter Brooks, a senior fellow for national security affairs at the Heritage Foundation. Gordon Chang, in a sense, this is a marriage, China and Pakistan, made in geopolitical heaven. I mean, Pakistan needs China to confront India, its old rival, and China needs Pakistan to confront and keep tabs on its global rival, the United States. In a sense, there's no way these folks don't find each other. Gordon?
No, you're absolutely right. Pakistan and China call each other all-weather friends. The Chinese gave the Pakistanis all the technology they needed to create a nuclear weapon, and this relationship continues. So we need to understand that in this triangle, we are the junior partner, which means we probably should consider or reconsider our relationship not only with Islamabad, but also with Beijing.
And that everything we do in Pakistan gets a briefing in Beijing, I think, is not something that we're terribly well aware of here in the United States. For instance, this may have made it into the headlines, this sketchy report, Gordon Chang, but the launch of a Pakistani communications satellite by China on Chinese soil 3 or 4 days ago didn't get any headlines at all, Gordon.
Well, you know, this is really clear that the ties between Pakistan and China have been very, very deep because it makes sense for the reasons that you mentioned. And in this, what we have done is we've alienated India, which is a much stronger country than Pakistan. And also we've made some pretty bad choices as we've supported the Pakistani intelligence services when that very same branch has been attacking India in those terrible 2008 Mumbai attacks. So this puts us in very morally compromising positions. So therefore, I think we need to get out of the relationship with Pakistan.
Gordon Chang is Forbes magazine columnist and author of The Coming Collapse of China. Peter Brooks, those are strong words from Gordon Chang. Do you think this relationship between the U.S. and Pakistan is fraught with so many internal contradictions that it's unsustainable?
It's a difficult difficult relationship. I agree with Gordon on many fronts, but I don't think we can just get out of it considering what we have going on in Afghanistan and with Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and the tribal areas of Pakistan. It's very much a business relationship. It's very much a transactional relationship between Washington and Islamabad. Unfortunately, we're forced into the situation where we need Islamabad and can try to get as much cooperation out of them as possible. I think we may need to condition our aid. We need to understand exactly what we're dealing with and be sober about that. But for the moment, considering we have 100,000 troops in Afghanistan, we have 9/11 anniversary coming up in just a few short weeks, and Al-Qaeda still exists out there, and the Taliban is still in trouble, we probably need to be working with Pakistan as best we can, understanding their relationship with China, India, and anybody else in the region.
Well, but does that sobriety, Peter Brooks, mean that all Americans should have as their takeaway from the U.S.-Pakistan relationship, that anything we do militarily for Pakistan ends up in Beijing?
I think that, and you're right, and I think that hopefully the administration understands this. Anybody who's working that part of the world needs to understand that. American people should be outraged, but they should not be surprised. This, the fact of the matter is that the relationship goes way back. If you think about Nixon's visit to China in 1972, it went through Pakistan. All
right.
Of the secret communications went through Pakistan. So this is a long-standing relationship, and China and Pakistan are very, very close, and we need to understand that in Washington and across the country.
Peter Brooks is Senior Fellow for National Security Affairs at the Heritage Foundation. He spoke with us from Washington, D.C. Gordon Chang, before we go, what's the substitute? If we were to ditch Pakistan, as you suggest, how do we recreate a relationship that is as useful in the region and doesn't destroy our relationship with India and China?
Well, we have to work very closely with New Delhi. And we've tried to work with Pakistan for decades. And what have we got? We got Al-Qaeda, and Pakistan has a nuclear weapon, and now they have parts of our helicopter. We try to work with Pakistan. It just doesn't work.
And so the alternative would be to just walk away?
The alternative would be to work closely with India and to treat Pakistan toughly, because they sort of think they can get the better of us, and therefore they do all sorts of things like supporting Osama bin Laden. And that's why we need to treat Pakistan like we treat, almost like we treat Al-Qaeda. Not quite, but we need to be very, very, very tough.
Not quite is very, very tough. Gordon Chang, Forbes magazine columnist and author of The Coming Collapse of China. Both Peter and Gordon responding to reports, sketchy reports, that China may have been given access to the Black Hawk helicopter that went down in Abbottabad on the raid that got Osama bin Laden. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.